Hey, this is Katie Jeter with the Public Affairs Program here on KNDY. This week, I sat down with Wayne Cruzy with One Marysville. The Chamber of Commerce, Marysville Main Street, and Convention and Tourism are merging into One Marysville.
Well, when you think about the history of these three organizations, you have the Chamber of Commerce, you have Marysville Main Street, and you have Convention and Tourism. And over the years, one of the things we realized is in a town of our size, it's hard to keep three organizations like that going. I mean, just from a financial point of view, from a volunteer point of view, you're tapping the same people out. And those organizations are very similar. Their missions are somewhat different, but yet there's a lot of similarities. And so looking back at even the past 15 years, I think it just became a matter of necessity. If you look at the statewide data for Kansas Main Street, Main Street directors, the turnover rate, like statewide, is really high. And if you think about the Main Street, our local Main Street program, our local chamber program, convention tourism program, we've seen that kind of turnover as well. And so when you put all the organizations together, obviously that means your salary and benefits are going to look a little different because you're putting all this money into one organization. And so you're able to hopefully retain employees, so there's not that turnover rate. So that was probably the main reason. But also, the more important reason would be this whole concept of working together, using our resources wisely, and staying focused on our mission. Because we get more done when we're all working together. There certainly were days when we all didn't see eye to eye. We looked at things very differently, and we were almost individual silos. And that just slows down the process, and it's not maybe the healthiest way to get things done. And we've got things that we've got to get done here. So I'm glad to see us merged. I'm glad to see there's that focus, there's that positivity, there's that can-do attitude that we can make a difference.
There is a meeting on December 4th with graduate students from K-State's Agricultural Design Studios.
Yeah, so these K-State students, they're graduate students at K-State in the architecture program, and so they were tasked with looking at what they called Marysville 2050. As we look at Marysville in the next 25 years, where are we going to be? Where do we want to go? And somewhat specifically, they were tasked with looking at the historic depot, that 7th Street corridor. That was a major part of their plan. So these three groups came up with ideas for certainly that area, but also downtown and a little bit broader than that. Some of their ideas are very concrete and could be implemented really quickly, and then some were a little bit more pie in the sky. So this was a project for these students to graduate, but yet it either had some or it could have some relevance for us. For example, one of the things that really caught my attention was they looked at the visitor center at 10th and Center Street, so the Marshall County Visitor Center. And they redid that building so that the entrance is on Broadway. And I thought, oh, that really piqued my curiosity. That's really an interesting kind of simple twist. They created a new building, but put the entrance on Broadway. So sometimes there were some simple, for lack of a better term, some simple things. Some were looking at, like, a lot of communities are looking at churches in their downtown closing. Like right now, we don't have that happening. You know, all of our churches are being used. But what if one of our downtown churches closed? What could be done with that space? And so they just looked at one of the downtown churches and said, well, that could be turned into like a child care youth center, and had some really creative ideas of how to use a space like that. And then sometimes their ideas were maybe a little more pie in the sky. It would take some major development, some major funds to create some new districts. Like one group created, they looked at town in four districts. You had like the historic downtown, then they added a new downtown district. They focused on connecting the high school and City Park to the rest of the town. And by connecting, I don't mean necessarily physical, but creating an area and trying to blend it in more with the rest of the city. So that was interesting. There are lots of things to think about and then figure out, okay, where do we want to be in 2050 and then how do we get there? Certainly some of their ideas will help us or could help us with that plan.
I would like to thank Wayne for being my guest on this weekend's Public Affairs. Continue listening for next weekend as Wayne and I continue our conversation about the Kester House block. Thank you for listening. This has been Katie Jeter with the Public Affairs Program here on KNDY.